Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to get into a story on CNBC about another crypto brokerage halting trading, or I don't know what else. We're going to get into this. We're going to get into all the details in the article, but it looks like another one is kind of falling by the wayside. I don't know if they'll go bust, but they're having a lot of problems. And if you're a brokerage, if you have to suspend people withdrawing their cryptocurrency, to me, that means you're on the brink of failure. So let's get into this. And I'm sporting my Miami shirt here, my Belize shirt. I'm just about ready to interview Rick Rule and talk about his conference in Boca Raton here coming up. So to do that, I'm sporting the Florida gear, the Florida tourist look. All right, let's get into this story. Let me do the screen share. Oh, Josh is back from the marathon. Josh, how was the marathon, buddy?
It was good.
Are you just, you got to be wiped out, aren't you?
I'm hurting pretty bad right now.
Well, congratulations for doing it. I mean, that's impressive, man.
Yeah, I'm hurting. Like you know the hikes that we would go up on Pistoa Peak?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like doing like 10 of those.
Oh, I'd imagine.
Because it was like a mountainous trail.
That
was
cool. Right. Yeah, well, text me tomorrow and let me know how you're feeling. You think you're sore today. Yeah. Just wait till you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Good to have you back, buddy. All right, let's shoot over to this article. Here we go. Major crypto broker Voyager Digital suspends all trading. And by the way, we're going to go into a lot of the other crypto firms that are having problems. If you guys haven't been following the story, maybe you're just paying attention to the decline in the major crypto such as Bitcoin or Ethereum, and you haven't paid attention to anything other than like Terra Luna blowing up. There's been a lot more. We had the guy that debated Schiff. His firm is having problems. I don't know if they've gone bust yet. Was it called Celsius or something like that? And then we had another one, Three Arrow Capital. That was kind of like a hedge fund that was in the crypto space. I believe they're having to liquidate assets. And there's actually a couple more. So the daisy chain is really falling here. The dominoes are falling. And it's really not that much of a surprise to anyone who is paying attention or who has studied bubbles in the past, whether it was the dot-com, whether it's going back to the tulip. It's the same psychological process here. It's always different this time, right? Okay, so this broker Voyager Digital suspends all trading, deposits, and withdrawals. And it doesn't look like they're saying they're bust, but I think this is the last step before just waving the white flag. Digital asset brokerage Voyager Digital is pausing all customer temporary suspending customer trading. Well, first of all, thing comes into my head is why on earth would you have any of your portfolio, whether it's your, you know, any percentage of your net worth on one of these platforms? I mean, for heaven's sakes, geez, if you got Bitcoin, what does my good buddy Preston say? Or even with gold, you know, Lynette Zhang, she says, if you don't hold it, you don't own it. I mean, same thing with Bitcoin. But I mean, the main reason you should hold Bitcoin is to have something outside of the system. So if you're owning Bitcoin, but yet you're doing it within the system, isn't that defeating the purpose? And with all of these companies, let's just be kind and say that they're experiencing massive difficulties. Why would you have any of your net worth, even the smallest percentage, on one of these platforms that could go bust overnight? So the guy, the CEO here, Stephen Ehrlich, quote, "This was a tremendously difficult decision, but we believe it's the right one given current market conditions." But see, this is what they're all saying. This is as though current market conditions, but that shouldn't have anything to do with people being able to withdraw their cryptocurrency. I mean, honestly, whether the market is up or down 50%, let me put it to you this way. If the market was up 70%, would you be having this problem? Probably not. So why are you having this problem if it's down 70%? Well, the answer is because you got too much leverage out there. Well, it became a very incestuous type of investment. And what I mean by that is you had people on the platform borrowing to buy other cryptocurrency that they're keeping on the platform. So if they get a margin call on the crypto that they bought with their borrowed funds, then it has this systemic effect that kind of ripples through the entire industry. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. And, you know, what's amazing is this is exactly what happened with mortgage-backed securities and CDOs and credit default swaps. I mean, we've seen this movie before. So when, I don't know if this particular entity was offering, you know, these 8% yields or whatever on an asset that doesn't pay a dividend, like, isn't that a red flag? I mean, my goodness gracious. But hopefully it's these people that lose a lot of their money will learn, and you know, hopefully it doesn't wipe them out. Ehrlich went on to say the decision is designed to give the firm additional time to continue. Of course. Listen, let me keep going here before I kind of pontificate. I get so worked up that I have to interject my thoughts before reading the whole sentence. So going up, he's quoted here, exploring strategic alternatives as various exploring. Okay, let me translate this for you. As a guy, as a former entrepreneur, what he's saying is they're up shit creek without a paddle and they don't have the money and they're desperately on the phone trying to get anyone to lend them the money they need to stay solvent. That's what this means in entrepreneurial speak. and he's talked about the appropriate time. Sure. Listen, the reason he needs time is because he needs for the cryptocurrencies to go back up in price. So all these people that have margin calls will be able to make that margin call because them being able to pay was dependent upon crypto going up to infinity and beyond. Voyager's announcement comes amid a raft of margin calls and defaults across the sector, making Digital Broker the latest collateral damage to broad market sell-off in cryptocurrency. The two most widely traded cryptos, Bitcoin, Ether, down 70% from their peaks last November, and May collapse of UST stablecoin sent shockwaves through the already tumultuous market. But again, if like I was just listening to a podcast and they were talking about how the S&P 500 went down by, I believe it was 60% during the dot-com bust, or, you know, right around 2000, maybe 2002. Was there ever a time when the NASDAQ or, you know, any of the stock exchanges, the New York Stock Exchange, that they had to stop with everyone, like they were in danger of going bust? Maybe they were. I don't remember that. So it's like, why are these other guys just falling like dominoes here? I'm guessing it's because there's a lot of leverage involved and a lot of leverage against, I don't want to use the word Ponzi scheme. I think that's too strong because I haven't done enough research to use that word. But again, when you're promising 10% yields on a cryptocurrency that doesn't produce a yield or a dividend payment, I don't know how that's anything other than a Ponzi scheme, but let me keep going here. The news comes a few days after one of Voyager's customers failed to make a payment to a loan worth hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Because his ability to make that payment was cryptocurrency going up. So there's borrowing money. It goes right back to the housing market. It's people that got caught with their pants down because they were just trying to flip houses. They just thought that they'd lever up and who cares how many millions of dollars worth of property I have? Who cares if I don't have renters? Who cares if I don't have cash flow? Because in a month, I'm just going to sell it to a greater fool. And what's, again, shocking to me is we've seen this movie before. And what's really fascinating is I don't want to say most, but a lot of the people in the crypto space are there or claim they are there because of the malfeasance, let's say, or the profligacy that we saw during the GFC or prior to that. And they're doing the exact same thing. This was everything they're doing in the GFC or prior to it that led to the GFC, with the exception of the euro dollar market. It seems like this was their business model. Pretty much mortgage-backed securities, CDOs, credit default swaps, basically derivatives stacked on top of one another, which creates just massive systemic risk. And then house flipping. All right. Then we talked about the crypto hedge fund Three Arrows Capital had defaulted on a loan worth more than $670 million. You know what comes to mind there is just Saylor, Michael Saylor. And obviously, I don't wish anyone ill will. My goodness, it seems like he did the exact same thing. The company also noted that it has access to $200 million credit line in cash and USDC stablecoin. Well, there you go. See, there's a problem when all the assets on the balance sheet are don't match up with your liabilities, meaning you've got assets on the balance sheet that are stable coins that could or may or may not be stable, and your liabilities are dollars. So if the stable coin goes down against the dollar, then you're screwed. All right. I guess that's where the story ends. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. Oh boy, more risk we're seeing play out here in cryptocurrency. I really like the Bitcoin from a philosophical standpoint, and I definitely think people should own something outside of the system. But my goodness gracious, to hold it on one of these exchanges or with this type of brokerage is just completely insane to me. And like I've said on Twitter many times, I'm just waiting to see panic. And I've seen a bit of it at 30, saw a bit of it at 18. But based on the last conversation I had with Jim Rogers, I'm usually early. My definition of panic is Jim's definition of mildly concerned. So having understood that and trying to learn from someone who's a hell of a lot smarter than I am, i.e. Jim Rogers, I'm going to hold off until the panic gets more and more extreme and then consider buying. So keep you guys posted. As always, enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. Make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism,